At the International Conference on Precision Agriculture, I am visiting with Nick Koshnick. And Nick, you are a co-founder of a company called Solum that is exhibiting here. I am not familiar with what you guys do, so why don't we start right there. Tell us a little bit about this company you founded.
Yeah, so Solum was founded in 2009 by three applied physics PhDs. The whole goal is to create measurements and analytics that allow farmers to increase their yields and efficiently increase their yields. Mm-hmm. So whether that's an immediate nitrate measurement that gives you the ability, the information mm-hmm. to manage nitrogen in season, or our field moist process, which gives a full suite of nutrients that better predict the crop's response, we're developing hardware and the software solutions around this to help to manage your fields better.
Now, you mentioned like nitrogen, for example. I'm not an agronomist myself here, but that is something that used to take maybe days to get results on. How have you, let's say, improved the process?
Right. So we've made a piece of hardware that you can take a soil sample, weigh it, put it into the system, and it gives you a lab-accurate nitrate measurement in just a couple minutes. And the cool thing is this, you don't have to be a trained PhD lab coat person to do this. We actually have one of our customers mounted the unit into a trailer, and they're reading out answers right there at the side of the field. I think it says we make field calls. Nitrogen obviously is so key to crop production. And if you're in a year where things are going well, maybe with a little more rain this year, with a lot of rain you can have nitrogen runoff. Measure it in season. Inform that in-season application, give the crop what it needs to really get the bumper yields.
Well, it's not only important for the crop itself, but it's not a low-cost input to your operation either, right?
That's right. Either one of our customers says, you know, either save the farmer money or I'm increasing yields. Either way.
Either way, it's a positive. Let's put it that way.
Either way, it's a positive.
So how long have you been in business? When did you start this?
So we started in 2009. That's when my wife was a postdoc, and I was mm-hmm. making nothing. We're just working hard, eating some ramen noodles. We've been very fortunate to been able to attract a little bit of investment, allowed us to make our first prototypes, a couple of years of trials, really just launching our tools for the first time this year. So that nitrate tool that I mentioned, and our full field moist process, which gives you potassium answers in particular, are tremendously changed by the drying, grinding process at a traditional lab. It just hasn't been commercially possible to do it any other way, and that's what we've launched, and we can give you a full suite of nutrients, PK, pH, zinc, sulfur, OM, all the stuff that a lab does. Because it's a multivariable system, and these things are really important for identifying the biggest problems in your field.
So what's the reaction like in the marketplace? I mean, how has this been received? What are these folks attending this conference wanting to know?
Well, we've been working really hard, and we have had our heads down working on this stuff for a while. I think we're just starting to poke our heads up and have, you know, an interview with you is great. So a lot of people are just saying, you know, what are you doing? What you know. Tell me your story. Tell the company story. Tell the product story. I think the market's great. We've got some really good reception. A lot of interest. A lot of interest both in nitrate and in the potassium and full nutrient tools. We've also been fortunate to work with places like Iowa State, national labs, and so we got some good collaborators and some good data coming into this.
Well, best of luck. I've been by here a couple times. Seems like you've definitely had some folks showing interest attending this international conference. Because of that, let's mention the international thing. We've got people here from 45 different countries. Is what you're doing going to, let's say, be available, applicable if I'm in Europe or Africa or South America?
Yeah. So obviously, some of the developing agriculture areas are going to see tremendous increases in yields, efficiencies, but they also have major costs. If you're building up P and K, that takes a lot of energy. So that's something we're very interested in beginning collaborations. That said, our initial target market is right here in the U.S., Corn Belt. We're building a facility in Ames, Iowa, to support some of the leading technologists, partners, and to learn how to do this right. So I think the answer is yes and yes.
Well, I'll use an I word that we hear a lot around here today, and that's integration. How about in terms of, you know, some of the companies, whether it's like a John Deere or an Ag Leader Technology or a Raven? I mean, how is what you're doing, or is it going to kind of mesh with those types of systems, software systems, as well as hardware?
Yeah, I mean, if it weren't for all those companies, we're standing on the success and the quality of their products. And that's always been true, transmitting the data back to get it done in the field. And we realized that with the ones that Peerage software and the software and hardware ones, working with them is key to our success. You know, that said, I think there's a lot of new things to do with data, involving, you know, just display, ease of use, weather, and so we're building we're building some unique things, but trying to work with everywhere where there's a solution that exists.
Well, I'm going to just guess that you could probably point us to where we could get more information on the internet.
Yep, solumtech.com. It's SolumTech.com, and pretty soon solum.ag, solum.ag.
Okay. Well, we will definitely point people that way. I've had the pleasure here to visit with Nick Koshnick. He is a co-founder of Solum here at the International Conference on Precision Agriculture. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.